Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Production for the 2018 U.S. crop was increased by 740,000 bales to 19.2 million bales, and this is based on the first production survey of the crop year. USDA did increase abandonment in the Southwest, but they increased the average U.S. yield to a record level of 911 pounds per acre. Conditions in West Texas are improving a bit due to some much-needed rainfall. The latest crop conditions are relatively unchanged from last week, with 40% of the U.S. crop in the good to excellent category. But of course, the overall size of the U.S. crop is still yet to be determined because we have several months to go in the growing season.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Beginning stocks were increased by 400,000 bales since we didn't quite reach the USDA export estimate for the 2017 crop year. For the 2018 crop year, USDA did increase exports by 500,000 bales, and that would leave us at 15.5 million bales, and this is likely due to the larger U.S. crop. Ending stocks were increased by 600,000 bales due to the larger crop size and higher beginning stocks. The marketing or average price was unchanged from last month, with the midpoint still being at 75 cents per pound. Now, for world supply and demand, USDA did make some minor changes, including a slight reduction in ending stocks. USDA reduced beginning stocks and then increased consumption and production for the 2018 crop year. World consumption is about 660,000 bales higher, and Pakistan actually accounts for almost half of that increased consumption. USDA increased world production by 400,000 bales due to higher expected crops in the United States, Argentina, and Turkey. The demand for cotton remains strong and should continue to help support prices in the 2018 crop year, particularly if the U.S. crop comes in lower than the 19.2 million bale estimate.